KMJ News Time, 7:50. It is Monday, and that means it's time to talk with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So there used to be this restaurant up in North Fresno, cool place, Sweet Tomatoes, and now it's going to be getting a new inhabitant.
Yeah. Sweet Tomatoes is one of those kind of restaurants that at least a lot of people think was kind of lost before its time, you know, mm-hmm. and some, you know, sometimes even restaurants that people still talk about like decades that have been closed for a long time. And yeah, one of my favorites is Sweet Tomatoes. It's the salad buffet. It used to be located off of Herndon in Fresno. It was a little pricey, but, you know, a lot of times they had some really good coupons, but the ingredients were top notch, you know, fresh made bread, soups and pastries. It's just a really great place to go. And, you know, you could eat all you can. So it stopped operating at the start of the pandemic. You know, this was March 2020, about 4 years ago, and never reopened. In May 2020, the parent company, Garden Fresh Restaurants, announced that it's shutting down all of the locations. About 100 of them. There was Sweet Tomatoes and also Soup Plantation in some places. At the time, it was hard to imagine that buffets were ever going to come back, given, you know, how things were with the pandemic. But people love to stuff their faces. So that company actually just opened its first store in more than 4 years in Tucson, Arizona, the Sweet Tomatoes location. So there's hope for the brand that's still going to thrive. But at least at Herndon and Fresno, that's not going to be the case. So the work has started to convert. It's a 6,700 square foot space there. And it's going to become offices. No more soups and salads. But it's part of the Woodward Park Center, one of the most desirable office addresses in town. Kaiser Permanente is over there, so it's probably no surprise that it's being converted to office. It's a lot more offices kind of being converted, real estate being converted into offices than the new restaurants opening up. But yeah, so this one, Sweet Tomatoes will come back, but it won't be in that location in Fresno.
All right, fair enough. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. This is something that just about everybody listening to us right now, in particular you, is going to want to pay attention to. It involves a bill from Assemblymember Matthew Haney up in San Francisco that has been introduced, and it has to do with employers and employees.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking of listening, I'm kind of hoping my boss isn't listening right now because I don't think anybody really likes getting messages from their boss after hours.
No.
You know, sometimes according to your work arrangement, it's compensated. Sometimes it's not. But it's usually not to tell you how great of a job you're doing. There's usually some fire to put out. But there's legislation in Sacramento that would address that, as you alluded to. So it's called AB 2751. It's called it's being referred to as the first right to disconnect bill in the U.S. It's supposed to establish boundaries for communication off hours between bosses and employees. The emails, texts, and calls could get employers in trouble. And it could mean fines of $100 per violation. The author, as you mentioned, Matt Haney, said that workers shouldn't be punished for not being available 24/7. Of course, there are exceptions in this bill. They include scheduling issues and emergencies. But the HR professionals that we've heard speak about this bill, so they're not sure if an emergency for an employer would apply to an employee. You know, it might be just personal emergencies. As any business owners know, emergencies pop up at the job, at your place of business all the time. So, you know, can you call at that point? It's not known. Sometimes companies operate over several different time zones, so it could be really problematic. It's not a job killer, at least according to the Cal Chamber of Commerce, but it really raises a debate about, you know, right to disconnect. And, you know, you should employers make that call. I'm assuming most would, you know, say, hey, this is how business operates. But it's a pretty healthy debate, and we'll keep track of it, keep you updated. This bill has passed so far one committee, so very early in the process. But
I think what's going to be interesting to see, though, before we wrap up here, is if this does go through and becomes law and a boss essentially does break this, is an employee going to feel comfortable reporting this?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, a part of this is, you know, retaliating for not getting your calls answered. It's kind of a minefield to be an employer in California. There's new bills coming up all the time, and it's all it really means is liability for employers, and it's just a tough road to navigate.
For no doubt about it. All right, he is Gabe Dillard, joins us every Monday at about 7:40, 8:50. Gabe, great stuff as always. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.